Dr. Pam Galloway is a surgeon and a Republican who has never run for election before. She says her opponent, Democrat Russ Decker, has been in office too long.
When I go door to door, they really say they're fed up with a career politician. My opponent, Senator Decker, if reelected, will have served 24 years, which is a generation.
Decker says he's not a career politician because he's been a bricklayer all his life.
I didn't run for election until I was 37 years old. I laid brick and I worked in a factory. I still do work part-time in construction. I like going back working with the regular people because it keeps your feet on the ground more.
Russ Decker grew up on a dairy farm, and he identifies himself as a laborer. Pam Galloway says the state Senate could use more physicians like her because of how she's been taught to think in a clinical setting.
Physicians are taught to think of the intended and the unintended consequences of any action. For example, Social Security, which was passed 65-odd years ago, where there's a huge workforce and the retirement age was a lot lower, so there were more people to support retirees.
Galloway is concerned about out-of-control spending. Decker says her budget cuts could hurt working people.
She said she would exempt education, transportation, and public safety. That comes up to about two-thirds of the state budget. So what's left? Poor people. It seems like her change is going backwards almost to the Civil War time. I mean, she criticized Social Security. You know, before Social Security, 40% of seniors lived in poverty.
Galloway blames Decker for Wisconsin's poor business climate. She is particularly critical of combined reporting, which taxes out-of-state subsidiaries of companies like Harley-Davidson.
If you tax anything, you get less of it. So if you raise taxes, you get fewer taxes, because if Harley-Davidson leaves the state, then you won't have them to tax at all.
Decker says the crackdown on out-of-state subsidiaries, which he calls the Las Vegas loophole, forced corporations to pay their fair share. He argues that government should play a role in the economy, and he points to his work in saving the Flambeau paper mill in Park Falls with the help of its Republican CEO, Butch Johnson.
Finally, we were able to come up with a proposal with the help from the federal government, the state government, and a lot of Butch Johnson's skin, and got that mill going up again, and now 340 people are working there.
Dr. Galloway blames government regulations for the closing of the private clinic she owned, the Breast Center of Central Wisconsin. Senator Decker is pleased that the government is now forcing insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions. The candidates differ on abortion, with Galloway favoring a total ban, even in the cases of rape or incest.
As a society, we need to embrace life and value life over everything.
But Pam Galloway, you would force that woman to bear the child of her rapist. Your position on abortion is that black and white.
Yes.
No exceptions.
Her position is one of those extreme. Most moderates would say that there should be an exception for the life of the mom, incest and rape. I've voted for parental consent. I also voted for the bill to ban partial birth abortion.
When asked about their priorities, Decker says it's protecting working families from big business. Galloway says it's protecting business from government.
To improve the caliber of living for working families. I think they've been stepped on long enough. I think the big multinational companies have had their way far too long.
The government doesn't create jobs that are sustainable, and the government creates those jobs by taking the money out of the private sector. So who knows what could have been accomplished by the private sector if that money had been left in their hand.
Republican Pam Galloway and Democrat Russ Decker, the political newcomer and the Senate Majority Leader, the surgeon and the bricklayer. The battle between them may determine the control of the Wisconsin State Legislature. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.